Sheriff Richard Mack, sir, thank you very much for taking the time. I am so excited about this conversation because I think that your movement and the information that you are presenting is something that not a lot of people are presenting. And like I just said, I put myself in that category as being unaware of the length and breadth of the power of the local sheriff. Why don't we start there? Just how powerful is that local office?
Well, I wrote a book about that. And so if anybody wants to get that, it's called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Mm. And every day that becomes a truer statement, especially in view of the utter corruption of Washington, D.C., and a lot of the corruption in the states and the counties that really has become the destruction of America. And America is dying. Our Constitution is on her deathbed. And we've got to do something really quickly to take it back. And the most logical person for that is the sheriff because of his power. Now, as we were talking before the show, I became the first sheriff in American history to sue the federal government, take it all the way to the Supreme Court and win. And I'll be eternally grateful that there were six other sheriffs from across the country that joined the lawsuit. Mm. And this was pursuant to the Brady Bill. And the Brady Bill was a gun control scheme or scam that for some crazy reason, and I think I know what those reasons are, but for some crazy reason, the White House and the United States Congress passed this statute that required the sheriffs of this country to enforce it for them for free without any negotiation, without any contract. And let me make something real clear here. I wouldn't have done it had they paid me $1 million a day. Yeah. But still, they just expected us to pay for it, for their legislation, for their movement, and we're supposed to pay for the whole thing, do the whole thing, and if we don't, they would arrest us. We were subject to arrest just for telling the federal government, no, I'm not going to do that, I don't work for you. And so therein lies the power of the sheriff, because we have to focus on where he gets his power. He is very independent, and he can tell the federal government no. He can tell judges no. He can tell legislatures no. I'm not going to do that. And I did it, and many sheriffs have. Okay, and during COVID-19, there were over 500 sheriffs nationwide who told their states and their counties, I'm not enforcing this. I'm not the mask police. I'm not going to do this. And some of them went further than that, but most of them just said, hey, I'm not the mask police. I'm not going to pretend to be. But this is the thing. The sheriff gets his power from the power source. We the people. Yeah. And he is the only elected law enforcement officer anywhere in the county and pretty much anywhere in the country.